Hello, my name is Brian Keller, and I'm the technical evangelist for Team Foundation Server. Today I'm going to be showing you the open data service that we built for Team Foundation Server 2010. If you're not already familiar with open data, I would encourage you to go take a look at odata.org, and you can read all about the open data protocol. Open data basically gives you a really nice way to update and query data over the web. So any device or operating system that can work with HTTP can now work with OData, and you can start taking that data and doing interesting things with it within your applications. So why did we build an OData service for Team Foundation Server? Well, we know that people want to work with their Team Foundation Server data from all over the place. Maybe I want to look at my list of bugs or look at the latest check-ins to see what my team is working on. The challenge is that the only supported way of working with Team Foundation Server extensibility is to write code against the object model. The object model runs on Windows. There are web services that you could write code against, but those are not supported, and we highly discourage that you write code against the web services because they may change from release to release, and even once we service things like apply a new service pack, we may change the way the web services operate. So stay away from that. What I would suggest instead is either use the object model or have a look at the OData service that we're building, which actually is built on top of the object model. So what we have here is if you download the OData service, this is the beta that I'm showing you here today, we actually give you several components, lots of documentation in here to get you started. So we have several service operations. These are all the OData services that you can work with. We make all the source code available, so you can add to this, you can change the way any of this behavior works, really make it yours and extend it. We'd love to see what you're doing with it. And we also provide you with a couple of sample applications. So we have one for Windows Phone 7, which I'll show you in a moment. And we also have one for Web Matrix as well. So if you're building ASP.NET web applications with Web Matrix, we make it really easy for you to consume OData as part of those applications. So let me show you how this works. Now, if you don't already have Team Foundation Server, you may want to start a new project over on CodePlex. CodePlex, of course, is Microsoft's open source hosting platform, and most of the projects on CodePlex today are backed by Team Foundation Server 2010. So we've actually hosted our OData service on Windows Azure, and so if you have a CodePlex project that you have access to, you can hit our Azure endpoint and make your OData requests just like you might if you were to set this up against your own Team Foundation Server 2010 instance. So if I take a look at this OData API preview over on codeplexodata.cloudapp.net, you can see all the instructions for how to connect to a CodePlex project. Again, this has to be one that you have access to, as well as all the individual APIs. So how do I work with builds, with change sets? You can see that working with OData is just simply calling out to a URL. So it makes it really easy to call that out from your Windows Phone apps or your Android apps or really wherever you want to work with this service from. So to give you an example here, I need to first adapt this URL for the Team Foundation Server project collection that my CodePlex project sits on. And so to get that, I'm going to first sign into CodePlex, and I go to a project that I have access to, so I have Tailspin travel permissions, and you go over to the source code tab. Now, once you're on the source code tab, you can click on this Team Explorer button, and that will tell you what your username is within the CodePlex world, as well as the team project collection. I can see I'm on TFS03, and your domain as well. So you're going to need all of this information when you connect via OData. So if I take a look at one of these APIs, for example, I've already adapted it over here. I can basically customize it by replacing where it says TFS collection name with TFS03. And so for this particular call, I'm going to call out and get my list of change sets. So if I just open that up in my web browser, it's going to go out and hit that OData service running on Windows Azure, which in turn makes a call over to CodePlex, and then is going to return the list of change sets that I asked for. So here is a list of all the change sets that I have access to on that team project collection. Likewise, maybe I want to look at my work items. So I'll select this query, formatted very similarly. I'll paste that out. And then this returns all of my work items. So now that we have this data, we can start to do some really interesting things with it within our sample application. So if I drop into the folder that you get when you download this OData service. Here's the documentation. Definitely take a look at that. In the source code folder, you'll see that we have a few different solutions. One is the Windows Phone 7 mobile application that I can show you. And then another is the OData service itself. So if you were going to host this, whether it's on-premises or up in the cloud, like on Windows Azure, you would basically adapt this solution, follow the documentation, and change the endpoints to point to your specific Team Foundation server instance. For this example, I'm just going to show you our mobile application, which I already have open over here. It's a very simple application. It's just designed to show you the APIs. I'm sure that lots of people out there will take this and make it their own and create some really nice Windows Phone 7 applications with nice GUIs and lots of other behavior. But we wanted to just get something out there that we could show you so that you understand how to work with the service. So if I compile this guy, it's going to launch the Windows Phone 7 emulator. It's going to launch my application. And I can start authenticating against the service. And here's where I need that same information from CodePlex if I'm connecting to CodePlex. So I'm going to need my domain, for example. If you're new to the Windows Phone 7 emulator, once you get into a text box, you can press page up, and then that will actually map your real keyboard back against the Windows Phone 7 emulator. So the domain, I know that's SND. And again, I'm getting all of this right off of CodePlex. For my particular username, it's going to be Brian Kell underscore CP. I'll type my CodePlex password here. And then finally, the service endpoint is the endpoint where the OData service is being hosted. So in my example, that's actually going to be hosted on this service here. So it's HTTPS. CodePlexOData.cloudapp.net. So I'll type that in. And then this is very important. You have to then add the team project collection. So again, if we go back to CodePlex, you can see that my particular project is on TFS03. Your project on CodePlex may be on a different team project collection. So I'll just type / TFS03, and I think I should be good to go. So if I click log in here, it's now going to authenticate me against that CodePlex service. And now it returns me with a list of options that I have. So for example, I can take a look at that list of change sets again. And we've added some search capabilities in here. So once you get this back, you can further refine your results by searching. If I go back to work items, I can see all of the work items. I can even drill into a particular work item. Here's all the details that we expose. And in fact, we even expose a link to TFS web access. So if you wanted to further work with this work item, maybe make some updates to it, that's one way you can do it within the context of the web browser without having to create that UI within your Windows Phone 7 application, because based on the type of work item you're working with and whether you've made any customizations to it, it could become very challenging to actually render the appropriate UI. I'm sure some of you will go out and do the work to figure that out, but we just wanted to give you a basic sample to get started. And then, of course, if I had any attachments, I could even look at that as well. So this is a quick demonstration of what we've done with the OData service for Team Foundation Server 2010. As I mentioned, this is a beta, so please use it, give us your feedback, and we'll do our best to incorporate any bug fixes or changes into the final release. But you are free to start using it with your projects today. And we do have an email address, which is tfsodata@microsoft.com. So if you have any questions or feedback, just drop us a line. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for watching.